patients in Scotland who take a commonly prescribed antidepressant could be affected by a medicine shortage expected to last until later this year. NHS Scotland has issued a medicine supply notice warning that venlafaxine 75 mg immediate-release tablets are expected to remain unavailable until November. The medication is used to treat depression and can also be prescribed for anxiety, panic attacks, and some menopause symptoms. According to guidance published by NHS Scotland, prescribers have been advised not to start any new patients on the 75 mg immediate-release tablets while supplies remain limited. Read more. Secrecy row as SNP government refuses to name 13 firms banned under genocide policy. The shortage only affects the immediate-release version of the medication, which is normally taken twice daily. Alternative formulations, including modified-release venlafaxine capsules in 37, 5mg, 75mg, and 150mg strengths, remain available and are expected to be used to help meet demand. Venlafaxine belongs to a group of antidepressants known as serotonin-noradrenaline reuptake inhibitors, SNRIs. The medicine works by increasing levels of serotonin and noradrenaline in the brain and is commonly used to help reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. The NHS Scotland supply notice has been circulated to pharmacies and healthcare professionals across the country. The warning follows a Tier 2 medium impact supply alert issued by the Department of Health and Social Care. Read more. Reform UK MSB accidentally backs SNP call for further devolution to Scotland. Health officials have stressed that guidance has been provided to healthcare professionals on managing patients affected by the shortage and on switching suitable patients to alternative formulations where appropriate. A Department of Health and Social Care spokesperson said, "We are aware of issues with venlafaxine 75 mg immediate release tablets affecting some suppliers. We are working closely with all suppliers to resolve the problem, speed up deliveries, and ensure patients can continue to access their medicine. We have issued comprehensive guidance on how to manage patients affected by this shortage, including advice on using other types and strengths of the medicine which remain available. Patients are being advised not to stop taking prescribed medication without first speaking to their GP, pharmacist, or healthcare professional. Share.